Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where today we're talking about a dangerous man who, from what we know of him, said very little. The setting is a dinner party that's being thrown for raising Lazarus from the dead. Jesus did this. And Martha is serving, Mary is pouring out extravagant expressions of worship, and then we have Lazarus. All we really know about Lazarus is that he's Jesus' good friend. We can kind of guess at Martha's personality and at Mary's, but there are not any words on Lazarus's tongue. There's not any actions except that he was frequently around Jesus and he also got sick and died. But listen to this, what the text says. When the large crowd of the Jews learned that Jesus was there, they came not only on account of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to put Lazarus to death as well, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. Here we read that Lazarus was a threat. His very existence was a threat to the Jewish leaders. His very existence was testimony and evidence to the greatness of God's goodness brought to him by Jesus. And that begs the question, how much of a threat are you? Does your existence, the very fact that you're living and breathing, does it give proof of resurrection power in your life? Is the change apparent? Is the stench of death gone? And do you have the aroma of life on you? In Tony Evans's book, Kingdom Man, the first line of chapter 1 says, "A kingdom man is the kind of man that when his feet hit the floor each morning, the devil says, 'Oh no, he's up.'" That's what the devil was saying the day Lazarus came back to life. And that's what the Pharisees and chief priests were saying when everyone was buzzing about Jesus raising Lazarus, because then the power and glory of Jesus could not be denied. Lazarus was a dangerous witness for Christ, and I don't imagine he backed down just because he was being threatened. Does the enemy feel threatened by you and your witness? When you pray today, please remember Elvis Garcia and his family, our missionaries in Arkansas. And also remember the Amira LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Bolivia and Peru.